This is Dr. Oliveira dictating on Sean Space. Last name is Space, S-P-A-C-E. First name, S-H-A-W-N. Number one, this is the clinical case of a 64-year-old white male that is a patient of the Revelo, R-E, V like in Victor, E, L like in Lima, L like in Lima, O, clinic. That is referred to this office because of the need of evaluation of the kidney function prior to surgery. This patient sustained a motor vehicle accident in 2007. The patient was in Lakeland, Florida, was admitted to the regional center trauma unit, and apparently they had multiple surgeries. The patient stayed in the hospital for about 3 weeks when was discharged to rehab, and he has experienced memory loss and has been also nicotine abuser for over 30 years. He has a severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease and has a significant aneurysm in the abdominal aorta. And while he was under evaluation for the aneurysm, there was an incidental finding of left hydronephrosis that was significant. We had the evidence that this aneurysm has been present at least from 2021. And we have the opportunity to review the laboratory workup . The latest one was in August the 19th of 2024, where he was found with the serum creatinine of 1, a BUN that is 17, an estimated GFR of 77. Albumin creatinine ratio was 10. And the urinalysis is completely clean without evidence of proteinuria. My impression is that the patient has the left hydronephrosis and the anatomy in the left kidney for a long period of time, and at this point, further investigation from the urological point of view might not be indicated. The abdominal ultrasound, the kidney ultrasound in the right side shows a cyst that is 2 centimeters in diameter. From the nephrology point of view, in presence of normal kidney function, no evidence of proteinuria, adequate blood pressure, there is no concern regarding the nephrology point of view. A periodical evaluation of the cyst in the right kidney is recommended. Following number, the patient has a chronic obstructive pulmonary disease related to heavy smoking. The patient is reluctant to even consider. I discuss in detail the pathophysiology of the abdominal aortic aneurysm and the relation with the chronic obstructive pulmonary disease associated to smoking. But despite of this, he is not willing to consider quitting smoking. Following number, the patient has atherosclerotic heart disease that has been evaluated and treated. Following number, arterial hypertension that is under control. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease without esophagitis. Following number, hyperlipidemia under control. He has a remote history of hepatitis C. Whether or not this was treated is unknown. The activity of this hepatitis C is unknown, and I'm going to let the primary care physician order the pertinent lab in order to establish the situation with the hepatitis C. Thanks a lot for your kind referral. I don't think that Mr. Spades needs a nephrology follow-up. I have to point out that the evaluation for the surgery of the abdominal aortic aneurysm is in progress, and the vascular repair is questionable, and Dr. St. Louis, ST period, L-O-U-I-S, is evaluating the case. I invested 20 minutes reviewing the lab and the referral, extensive referral. In the face-to-face, 20 minutes. In the documentation, 9 minutes.